Nolte, Democrats will clean San Francisco for dictators but not voters. By John Nolte on November 13, 2023. It took a Chinese dictator to get the city of San Francisco, California, cleaned up after 5 years of deterioration. The Democrats who run San Francisco and California finally cleaned up that city's filthy streets and removed the dystopian homeless encampments. At long last, San Francisco has been beautified in a dozen ways. Yes, after some 5 years of increasingly dangerous streets littered with dirty needles, feces, trash, and filthy tents, not to mention aggressive vagrants, drug dealers, the deranged and addicted, the city took action. Related, brazen shoplifting activity in San Fran continues. Why? Because China's dictator, President Xi Jinping, is coming to town for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, forum. And if anyone still harbors doubts about just how much contempt Democrats hold for American citizens, watch Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, admit that the arrival of Xi is why they finally cleaned the city. I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all these fancy leaders are coming into town, said Newsom. That's true because it's true. Hey, at least Newsom doesn't send mean tweets. For years and years and years, San Francisco, which truly was a beautiful city, declined under the weight of filthy and dangerous streets while, this whole time, the Democrats who run the city and state had the funds and know-how to clean it up. But they chose not to. That bears repeating. The horrific decline of San Francisco could have been stopped years ago, but Democrats chose not to stop it. Chose not to. Chose. Normal people like you and I would be outraged by this. Knowing that the people we elected stood back and did nothing as our city imploded when they had the power to stop it would make our jaws drop and fists clench. Normal people understand that when politicians clean a city up for a dictator but not for the citizens, that is a blatant act of contempt for those citizens. Normal people would not only vote these cretins out, they would launch an immediate recall to send a message to politicians everywhere that we will not be treated like second-class citizens in our own city. But Democrats aren't normal people. Democrats are stupid, which is why they continue to vote for Democrats even as their cities collapse around their ears. Related, CNN Sidner, drug users come to San Francisco because of lax laws. COVID shutdowns a factor in homeless problem. There is something so broken in the urban Democrat voters that they can watch everything around them implode and never change course. Their own governor can admit that the only reason the city got cleaned up was for a murderous world dictator, and they will never change course. Democrats in cities like San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, Baltimore, New York, etc., are like battered wives who refuse to leave the batterer because they've been battered to believe I'm the only one who loves you, baby. Out here in MAGA country, we don't have these problems. Our streets, air, and water are always safe and clean. Why? Because we're not stupid. We don't vote for people who hate us. I have zero sympathy for these morons and could not care less what happens to these cities. I don't live there, and you cannot help people who refuse to help themselves. It is sad, though. It really is. I know these urban Democrats are smug and bigoted. I know they hate us so much they would rather watch their city die than admit we might be right about something. But still. It's like watching someone drink themselves to death. You may not like the person, and that person might not like you. But the human being in you still has to shake your head at the waste of it all. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.